Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And I tell you, so much going on from one week to another, one day to another, one minute, one second, always something going on. I tell you, we know that this is a sign that Jesus is on his way back. The soon coming King is coming soon. Oh, we see the signs of judgment all around about us. But in spite of everything that's going on around about us, he said, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Even though chaos and confusion is all around about us, it looks like, you know, the enemy feels that he's winning. But, oh, we got the victory. The victory's already been won through Christ Jesus on today. Oh, God, we just thank you on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace on today. We thank you for keeping us all week long and allowing us to come back in your presence again, oh, God, to share your word on today, oh, God. We just thank you, God, for touching our bodies, for being our healer, our deliverer in a day and time like this. We thank you for our families, our children, our parents. Oh, we just thank you, oh, God. We just give your name the glory and the praise on today. We honor you, oh, God. You're worthy to be praised on today. We just thank you, oh, God. Speak through my lips of clay. Think through my mind on today. Help me to minister to someone in a special way, for we know that you're soon to come, and you're coming back for a ready church. In Jesus' name we pray on today. I tell you, this has really been a week. I tell you, so much is going on around about us, you know. As I just stated, you know, the enemy knows that he's running out of time. But we know that Jesus is still the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other, y'all. Jesus is still the way. And the devil recognizes that, and he knows that he's running out of time, and he's coming to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life on today. But through the word of God, and we can just grab hold to the word of God and run for your life like never before. Oh, I tell you, it's the time to run like never before. We're living in perilous times. We're living where the love of many has waxed cold, and violence is filling the land. Oh, my God. Every wicked imagination, oh, God. You know, I was really disturbed about what I saw on this week. You know, the young man that had lost his life, oh, my God, 29 years old. I tell you, the police, you know, five black policemen, you know how we usually say, well, you know, the white man is killing up the black man, but this was black on black crime here. And I'm telling you, the devil don't care what color you is. He don't care anything about you. His mission in John 10:10 says he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life. He do not care. He wants your soul. The enemy knows that he was kicked out to the earth to destroy and to, you know, to seek and devour whoever's life he can. And that's what he's doing. He's talking to people's mind. The mind is a battleground for the enemy, and he wants to destroy you on today. But I know that the word of God said that he come to give us life, and that life more abundantly on today. You can have that life more abundantly. And we know that the spirit of the Antichrist is all around about us. And we know that the word of God said, many shall be deceived in this last hour. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy you on today. But you don't have to let the enemy do it. When you get in the word of God, let the word of God get in you. And, you know, and meditate on the word of God day and night. I know sometimes we get so busy, we say, hey, we don't have time. Well, I tell you, you wouldn't have any time if it was not for the Lord on today. So let us go to the word of God on today. Before I get started, I was singing about that, about the young man. You know, I was, it seemed, you know, like it was, I was talking to my daughter on the phone, and I was telling her, it seemed like it was, it's more to it than just, you know, the young man just got out of his car, you know, they pulled him out of the car or whatever. But, and to actually take this young man's life, it's so disturbing today. You know, it is just so disturbing. And my daughter sent me an article that said the cop that's involved in the Nicholas murder, Tyree Nichols murder, was a former Omega Phi Psi Phi president fraternity. I'm trying to see these little words. Fraternity had previous scandal of disturbing hazing ritual. So I'm telling you, the Lord will just bring the light out on this stuff. I'm telling you, like we've been talking about, there is nothing here that should not be revealed. I'm telling you what, you're going to go on today, Black History Month, and I'm telling you the devil is setting a trap for these young men, black men. I'm telling you, now you look, and it's black on black crime, I'm telling you. Oh, my God. Like I said, the devil don't care who you are. He come to kill, steal, and destroy your life on today. But I'm going to tell you, if you get in the word of God, you can have a hiding place. The safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the will of God in this last hour. Like I was saying, that spirit of Antichrist, oh, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. You know, let's go to Matthew. I'm not a preacher. But I love the Lord, and I just want to share his word to help us, guide us in this last hour to truth. Matthew 24 and verse 4 says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many, he didn't say a few, many shall come in my name. You know that everybody's saying Jesus now, you know, this kind of Jesus they got, this Jesus drinks, smokes, sex it up, lust, just everything. This new Jesus that the Bible warns us of, this other Jesus was going to come, you know, and deceive many. But it said, look, many shall come in my name saying that I am Christ. Oh, my God, saying that I am Christ and shall deceive many. Is this still going to deceive few? It's going to deceive many. And that's what we're saying today, y'all. The Antichrist spirit is everywhere, which means anti means to be against. To be against Christ. Antichrist. And that Antichrist spirit is everywhere, you know, trying to destroy your family, destroy your life in this last hour. But we know that the word of God said a nation that forgets God should be cast into hell. And we got to get back to the Bible, y'all. We got to say what the word is saying. And you'll know why we are living in a chaotic time, you know, where, you know, trying to get back to that spirit of rebuilding the tower. And we're supposed to be building up the temple for the Lord. But men want empires, you know, they want to build their own, you know, empires. You know, it's all about prosperity and money and, you know, and my name, you know, whose name is the greatest and Oh, my God, it's just so much stuff out here. Oh, my God. So, John, First John, like I said, oh, I'm just so upset. I can't imagine how that mother feels on today when she was up there talking and she said she could not look at the video about her son and to know that her son was calling her just before, you know, he went unconscious. I'm telling you, it's a wicked time. It's an evil time. The Antichrist spirit, the wickedness, you know, just the imagination of men today, that they, it's just continuously evil. It's just so much wickedness in people. Man, on today, thoughts that you would never believe people are thinking about doing, you know, killing and stealing and destroying people's lives, you know, with the drugs and, oh, and murder, and it's just so much going on around about us, God. It's a praying time. It's a praying time. It's so much that, you know, you want to talk about and discuss, because when you see all the wickedness and, you know, how people's lives and families are being destroyed and taken out, because we know that the enemy know that he's running out of time. You know, he knows that he has but a short time. It's, you know, he gets you not to believe that he exists. Who is murdering? Who's killing? Who's stealing? Who's destroying people's lives? It's not God. God is a good God. Yes, he is. God loves you. God wants you to seek his face and turn from your wicked ways, and he will heal you. He will heal that broken heart and that mind, that, you know, things and thoughts that you're holding on to that you don't want to let go of. Let go and let God. He will change your life. I'm going to read from 1 John right now. 1 John chapter 4. It said, beloved, believe not every spirit. That's what's going on. People believe in everything. I mean, you could actually do any and everything and think it's God. Oh, no. It said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. Test it. See where it comes from. You know, just don't jump. I mean, it's now that the churches, I'm telling you, have changed so much. Changing the word of God and changing their clothes and just change. I mean, oh, my God, there's so much that we can address that we see that the enemy has come in and crept in the house of God, and that's why God that judgment must begin in the house of God, because the pastors were not preaching the word of God, and, you know, and they're not leading people to Christ. They're leading men to themselves behind money. They want to be famous, and they want a name, and they're playing games with your soul. Right here it said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they be of God. Because what? Many false prophets. We just read a while ago, some many, the spirit of deception was going to come in the land and deceive many. And right here is saying, let me slow down because I get so upset. Now, like I said, it really hurt my heart to see this young man's life being destroyed and taken like that. It says, for many, it says, whether they be of God, for many false prophets, many. You look around, all this stuff that's taking place in these churches is not God, y'all. This is not God. These spirits are demonic. These are spirits of witchcraft and craftiness in the house of God, manipulation, domination, all control everywhere, and it's not of God. It's the Antichrist spirit. It's against God. It says, and whether they be of God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world, whereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist is all around us, y'all. It said, wherefore ye have heard that it should come. We heard that the Antichrist spirit was coming. And even now already is in the world. It's already in the world, y'all. It said, ye are of God, not you are God. Because that's gotten a lot of people off. You know, Jan Crouch and her husband up there talking about we are God. No, we're not. That is the spirit of deception. That doorway and TVN open a lot of doors for different spirits to come in when they had all these different religions and all, you know, coming on that show, bringing everything together. That was a part of the New World Order for all religions to come together, the Baptist, the priests, you know, the Catholic, everybody just come together. That was a doorway. And everybody that walked through those doors because they wanted to be have a name and wanted to be famous, they had movie stars, actors, everybody coming through those same doors on the same ground. Oh, no, on Christ, the solid rock, we should stand. All other ground is sinking sand. We need to be careful where we place our foot, the doorways we go in, you know? We really need to be careful. But he said, because every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is coming to flesh is not of God. Now we're down to the fourth. It say, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Therefore, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. When you're on the same team, they worship the same God. When you do the same thing, you serving the same God and your allegiance to the same God. Like I said, Jan Crouch and her husband, they open the doorway for all these different demonic spirits to come in, the Antichrist spirit, the many ways to God. There are not many ways to God, y'all. And we read in Matthew 24, it said the spirit of deception was coming, and that was one of them. That's one of the doorways that the devil came in and deceived many. They walked through those doors. And when you walk through a door voluntarily, whatever is in the house, you get it. You become a part of it because you open your spirit up to it. Whatever you walk into, you're opening. You are giving your allegiance. You are opening yourself up to it, you know. And like I said, that's where the Antichrist spirit has come through many doors. You know, people not praying and seeking God like they should, not reading your Bible like you should, listening to these preachers instead of studying the Word for yourself and see what the Word has to say, like the Berean Christians studying to see if it was of God. That's why we got the Antichrist spirit is everywhere. People are against one another, families, mothers against daughters, father against son, and they're killing the mama and killing the dad and they're killing the brothers and sisters and, just so much going on and killing in the schoolhouse. Killing in the grocery store. Everywhere you go, you got to pray. People getting killed and shot down even at the service station, putting gas in your car. Come on now, the spirit of the Antichrist is all around us. The doorways that we've opened up, the spirit and principalities and powers in the air are attacking people's mind, and they don't care what they say or what they do and where they go and who they do it to. And, you know, it is a spirit. And that's what we just got to read. Do not believe every spirit. You better test it. Test it through the word of God. See if it's, oh, my God. Like I said, I'm not a preacher. But I can tell you what the words say. And let's go to John, 1 John again, chapter 2 and verse 18. It said, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists, whereby ye know that this is the last time. So He's telling us, he's repeating it over and over again. The Antichrist spirit is amongst us. We know that. Like I said last week, young man was being targeted, even just going in a mall with the word Jesus on his shirt. How many times you seen people wearing all kinds of things on their shirt, demonic faces and, you know, and just cussing words all over their shirts and, you know, all over, you know, and nobody put them out of the mall. It's the Antichrist. Anything that says Jesus, the devil wants to get rid of it. He don't want you to call on the name of Jesus because he knows that there's power in that name. Why do people get so disturbed from hearing the name Jesus? Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Jesus is soon to come. Down it. Let's finish reading. It say, they went out from amongst us because they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that were not of all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? And he is the Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. So whosoever denies the Son, the same has not them the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. Don't change it. Don't say that there's many ways to God now when the word of God said Jesus is the only way. That's why he came. Jesus came to restore us back to the Father. Where Adam and Eve, you know, did not obey, he came to restore us back. It say, if that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you. Don't get rid of it. Keep the teachings that you've been taught. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. It say, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. It says, and this is the promise that has promised us even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduces you to try to come and take you away from the truth. Jesus is the only way. I know I heard different ones up there, like Paula White was up there. One young man that said he had been delivered from drugs, and he was saying Jesus is not the only Son of God. You know, making mockery. Like, I mean, oh my God, this is the Antichrist spirit. And then, brother, you know, Mike was saying that I am Jesus. No, you're not. No, you're not. That's mockery. No, you're not Jesus. And then you got, like I said, Paul Crouch saying, we are gods. We're not God. If we're God, we don't need God. If you're a God, you don't need God. Why we have churches? Why we got preachers? You know, they're supposed to be preaching the gospel, the good news, drawing you to the foot of the cross, you know, saying, what must you do to be saved, to be changed? Oh, my goodness. Oh, what is church now? You look at church, I mean, they dancing and humping, cumping, bumping, as I always say. Breasts out, butt out, everything. I mean, in and everything going in God's house now. I mean, you got preachers that are, you know, gay, you know, that's preaching. You know, come on now. Another lifestyle. Come on. The spirit of the Antichrist is amongst us, y'all. Oh, my God. Read the word of God. He's come to set us free. He's come to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. everything that's not right. He wants you to let it go. Oh, now we're going to 2 Thessalonians 2. Help us, Lord. Trust the powers and the powers in the air. Trying to attack your mind not to trust God. They want to get want you to get rid of God. Not to believe in the power in the name of Jesus. I was also reading an article about that. Anyway, we go to 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2. And verse 3. It said, let no man deceive you, for by any means, for the day shall come, not come, except there come a falling away first. I mean, people are no longer believing the truth. They no longer believe that Jesus saves, no longer believe that Jesus heals and set free and delivers your soul. It says, let no man deceive you by enemies. I don't care how great they think their name is. You know, nobody is greater than God. God is great and greatly to be praised. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We need to get back to the word of God. Run. Run for your life. This is your soul at stake. The enemy knows he's running out of time. You say, except there come a falling away first. And like I said, people are falling away. They no longer believe that Jesus will set you free and keep you free. The word of God said, I will keep thee in perfect peace. Peace in your mind. Peace in your body. Peace in your soul. He will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. You got to keep your mind stayed on the Lord. It says, and the man of sin be revealed, which is the Antichrist, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. That's what people are doing. They exalt them, these men, these gurus. You know, they give them all their money. I was listening to Brian Carr, as young as he is. I don't even think the boy 40 years old yet. And he's been preaching, he's about 15 or maybe even younger than that. And I'm telling you, the spirit on that young man, I'm telling you, he told his church that the 2023, y'all need to give more. These people are giving and giving and giving, and they're getting poor, and the rich is getting richer. And they're using the spirit of manipulation and a domination and controlling these people to give up all their money to them. That is the spirit of witchcraft. Oh, my God. Wake up. Wake up. He talked to these older people just like he's talking to a child. And he's a child himself. No respect. I mean, morals are gone. I mean, it's just so much that we see today. I mean, the church has declined. I mean, having a form, they don't even really have a form of godliness, but denying the power of God. No, I mean, the stuff you see today, it should not never been in the church. Shouldn't have never came in the church doors, the stuff that these people are doing. You know, even I think about the story of Eli's sons, you know, how, you know, their dad was a priest over the house of God, and how his sons, how they just went in and start messing with the women in the church, like Jamal Brown, and he's still getting away with this mess. It's just, come on, y'all. These people need to step down. They need to be delivered. And people are just worshiping them. They lifting them up no matter what they do. He talking about weed and putting weed in the church yard. Come on. Oh, my God. What has happened? What is going on? The spirit of the Antichrist. That's what's going on. People are against Christ, and they just taking in and sucking in everything the devil just sending them, and they just taking it in. They're being deceived. The Bible said many shall be deceived in this last hour. And that's what we're seeing, the spirit of deception. Now let's go to 2 Peter. Spirit of deception, y'all. I mean, people reaching the church building, but you don't have no relationship with God. What good is that? You know, the disciples asked Jesus about the building. He said, look, it ain't going to be one stone left upon another. They talking about how beautiful the church is. Sometimes, you know, you see people, they are like, oh, that's my pastor over there because this church all big and beautiful stained glass windows. And, you know, got a lot of people going in and coming out, if not coming out, worse than what they did when they go in, because if you ain't changing, change. Jesus bring change, y'all. He come to change you. He come to save you from your sin. The wages of sin is death. To pay for the sin that you're doing, the lust that you're in, you know? I was also reading this week about David. You know how he wanted to build the temple for the Lord. Let's go there. A little bit of that. If I'm telling you, I'm just so stirred up about what I see in this sin-sick nation, and they turn their hearts away from God, and there's just so much going on. And see, it says right here, I was reading about David this week, and how he wanted to build a house for the Lord, but God didn't allow it. He didn't allow it because, see, David had sinned. David had gotten with Bathsheba, another man's wife, and then got her pregnant, you know, and then going to try to cover it up by having her husband to come home and try to get him to sleep with his wife. But, see, Uriah was an honest man, and he loved God. So, you know, he had made, like a pact with the other men that was in the military with him, you know, that just before they would leave, they wouldn't even sleep with their wives, you know? And so he would not sleep with his wife, even when David called him back home from off the front line, he would not even sleep with his wife. You know, and so, I mean, that was just something that him and the military men did just before they went out to war. They would not sleep with their wives. So now, if he had slept with his wife, that might have would have been a cover-up. But see, God wasn't going to allow that to happen. So, you know, he did not sleep with his wife. So David, he got caught. You know, you can think you're going to hide. Oh, no, Surely your sins will find you out. And then, you know, he shouldn't have did that anyway. That was that lust in David. You know, you got to learn how to have a strong will, self-will. You know, self-will. You know, so that you can make it. You can make it. You can make it if you get into the word of God and let your will come under God's will. And said, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done in my life. I'm able. He's able to keep you from falling. But anyway, even though David did sin, I will say that David repented. He repented. You know, a lot of people, you know, they sin and they keep on sinning and they don't ask God for forgiveness and they keep right on going just like, you know, Judas, you know, he could have repented. Even though, you know, he sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, he still could have repented, but he didn't repent. That's the difference in David. you know. And Judas, he repented. He was sorry for what he did. But a lot of these people today, they just keep doing these preachers. I mean, they going from one woman to another woman and feel nothing. You got families, they got children, you know, destroying your family. The devil don't care. He don't care about nothing but himself, because see, he know hell is his home, and he wants as many as he can to go with him. That's why the Bible said that hell has enlarged itself. Hell wasn't meant for nobody but the devil and his angels, those fallen angels, those fallen demons, which were angels until they fell from their estate where they were living. You can no longer remain in the same place with God. You got to do your first works over. When you get out of the will of God, you need to repent. But these preachers are not repenting. They just doing whatever they want to do. You know, T.D. Jakes, woman thou art loose, and Lord knows, you look around, I never seen nothing like this before in my life. So many young women, I mean, have no respect for themselves and no respect for their children, no respect. I mean, if you don't have respect, your children ain't going to have no respect. That's what's going on. I mean, it's chaos everywhere. Anytime you got children picking up weapons and, you know, going to the school to shoot their teachers, and, I mean, people just don't care. That, I mean, the children fighting the teachers fighting the children. It's chaos everywhere. A nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. When you kick God out of everything, don't want prayer in the school, you know, and you took prayer out and guns come in. You know, you don't want prayer in the courthouse, the shooting up in the courthouses. And, I mean, come on, everywhere you don't want God at, that's where the devil coming in at, in your home. You know, mother against daughter and father against son, and children, just chaos everywhere, y'all. Chaos everywhere, you know. Violence filling the land, every wicked imagination, everything you can think of is in the house of God. People don't have no respect for one another, you know. I mean, you talk to your parents like you're talking to some, you know, your friend. No respect. No respect. The love of many has waxed cold. People don't love like they used to, you know. Anytime a child get mad with his parent, his mama, for not buying him a game and kill her, come on, y'all, every wicked imagination. To kill your mama over a game? Oh, my God. It's a sad praying time. Oh, it's a praying time, y'all. It's a praying time. Now, it's time out for playing and cruising, and people just, I mean, every time you turn around, somebody going on a cruise. It's time out for all this playing. Jesus is going to come. Instead of praying, you need to be praying. We're on a battlefield, the battle for your mind, the battle for your soul. The devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy your soul. He wants you to go to hell with him. But you don't have to. God said, I come to give you life, and that life more abundant. Abundant life in Christ. All you have to do is repent of your sin, change your mind. Get in the word of God. Everybody is everywhere, but where your mind need to be is on Jesus and in the word of God. You know, we're seeking everything but him, seeking fame and fortune, name. Everybody want to be great, you know, stars all on the what? You got stars on the ground. Oh, my God. Man, I'm a superstar, you know. Oh, my God. Oh, this spirit of deception is so great in the land. Nobody is great but God. God is great and greatly to be praised. Y'all need to stop lifting up these preachers, these men and women that got to die and give an account just like you, got to stand before God just like you. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to run for your life. It's time to change. It's time for a change. Jesus will change you. He will cleanse you. The Bible says, should we continue in sin? The Bible says, God forbid. That means no. I mean, you know, people figure, you know, you can just do anything, go anywhere, you know, and all in the name of Jesus. It's another Jesus. The Jesus that we serve, you got to live right. You got to do right. You got to be a doer of the word of God. You just can't hear the word and talk about the word, but you must be a representative of the word of God, a doer of righteousness, not unrighteousness. None but the righteous shall see God. He said holiness. He that's holy, let him be holy still. He that's filthy, let him be filthy still. If you want to be filthy, go ahead and be filthy. But hell's going to be your home. And just because people, like I said, don't want to hear about hell, don't mean that it don't exist. Because you want it to not to be non-existent, that don't mean that it's going away. Yeah. Hell is as real as heaven. The word of God says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He didn't say hell, because hell wasn't meant for you. It was only meant for the devil and those third of the angels that fell with him from disobeying. You know, in heaven, Lucifer wanted to take over. And now in the earth, man wants to take over. That's what you're saying. Men trying to build these empires, you know, want to be greater than God. Because God give you wisdom, you know, and knowledge, and now you just want to take over just like Satan. You want to take over. Now, what he ordered is no longer good. Now you want to make your own order, a new world order. We order something different. Now you're talking about evolving and evolution, which is evolution, evolving, you know, something, a new system. No, ain't no Big Bang and here we are. No, it said out of my mother's womb. You came from your mother's womb. And ain't not from a man either. Because ain't no man can have no baby. The structure of a home that God has created was Adam and Eve. It was Adam, Eve, and then the children. And I know everybody trying to change, you know, trying to change God's word, but God's word going to remain the same because he said everything is going down but his word. And he said his word is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, my God. It's so much that disturbs me when I look around and see where we were to where we are today. And, you know, for years we said judgment must begin in the house of God. We can see why. Because in and everything is in the house of God. Those doors flew open from hip-hop and rap and all that stuff. Those doorways that, you know, that the pastors opened up the door and let everything come in the house of God. That's why there's judgment must begin in the house of God now. Everybody is called. The Bible said many are called, but few are chosen. Everybody called to preach now. You live in a kind of way, you know, and think you're going to make it to heaven? No, you got to live right. These dirty hands, people eating from people don't know what kind of spoon you're eating from, a dirty spoon. Sometimes the spoon is dirtier than you. You know, I'm telling you, it's so much going on in this world. I just want to shake you and say, wake up, wake up. We are running out of time. None of us know where the last breath is going to be. None of us know when your last day on this earth. None of us know. That's why it pays for you to get in the hurry and say today that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today. Because tomorrow is not promised to none of us. That's why we need to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. He's close right now. He's tugging at your heart right now. He's knocking at the door of your heart right now. Why won't you let him in? He's not going to force his way in. But let him in. He will change your life. He will change your mind. He will change you from the inside out. If you just give him a chance. Lord, here I am. Oh, my God. Here I am. I mean, you get up in the morning, you're drinking, and you're drinking all day long, you're smoking, and I mean, come on. You want a clear conscience. You can't think if you're indulging in all these different things in your body. You know, you're not thinking clear. That's why people get out here and get in the cars and they drink that, you know, and you got casinos everywhere now. And, you know, and they stay open all night. They say you can get up and go get a drink anytime. I mean, so you're just going to have more violence in your city. You know, when you just get up and go drink and people just get behind the wheel, don't know, because you're not thinking clear. You're not sober-minded. The Word of God said, be sober-minded. The Word of God will sober your mind. It will give you a peace and a surpass your own understanding. Smoking and drinking is not it. It's not only destroying your mind, it's destroying your body. It's just so much we want to just shake you and say, wake up. I mean, fornication, adultery everywhere. I mean, oh, my God. This is what they want, y'all. The New World Order wants you to, you doing exactly what they want you to do. Exactly what they want you to do. I've read so many different articles, and I was reading one on the feminist lady was saying that, you know, she wanted to get rid of all the morals and values for the youth to get God out of their mind, out of their thinking, you know. And this is exactly what they want to do. So the children, you know, they won't know anything about God. You know, that's what they want. They want the homes to be chaotic. You know, that's what they want. That's the Antichrist spirit. It's so much, like I said, we can just touch on, you know, even finances, you know, inflation going up, people can't hardly make it. I was looking at what is this title of this thing called Skid Row or something in California. So many people are homeless, y'all. You know, they're living on the street and, you know, just feel like there's no hope. But what are these pastors and preachers doing with that money? What are they doing? They're not preaching the gospel. People need to know about Jesus. But all they're doing is getting bigger homes, more cars, and you know, and more suits and all that. I mean, come on, you give them your money, you can go out and give it to the homeless. Give it out, give it to somebody that's in need. Oh, my God, you run into some of these people, they ain't always live like that. You know, a tragic situation come in people's lives and change their situation. You know, there's a lot of intelligent people out here just living on the street. Oh, it's just so much to talk about. So much that you know, you just want people to wake up before it's too late. Run for your life. Seek the Lord like never before. Give him a try. You're giving the weed a try. You're giving the drink a try. You wake up, and like I say, you wake up and go to bed and wake right back up and drink again, and, you know, that's dysfunctional. You know, a double-minded person, unstable in all your ways. Well, if you seek the Lord, seek him. Run for your life before time is too late. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Come on. Red, yellow, black, and white, he don't care. He loves us all. We're all precious in his sight. Give your life to him. Give him a try. The time you're spending on Facebook and Instagram and all the other places, come on. You could be sick of the Lord. Getting a change in your own life. So things around you will change. you change, then things around you will change. But if you get up doing the same thing every day, you're going to get the same results. You got young people, losing their lives, suicidal. They can't even go to the church today because so much going on in the church. They don't trust the men and women of God. And can you blame them because everything in there? I mean, it's like a club in there, hip-hopping, bebopping, jumping. You know, one thing for sure, they can imitate the true church, but one thing for sure, the devil can't live right. That's one thing for sure. You jump, they jump. You speak in some kind of tongue, they speak in some. But one thing for sure, the truth will prevail. Truth will always outweigh a lie. So if you just keep on living all you know, and if you're not living all you know, give your life to the Lord, and he'll change you, he'll transform you into, you know, what he will have you to be. And that is a worshiper and a praiser for him. He made us for himself, to glorify him, to worship him, to praise him. That's what you were made to do, to worship him. Oh, my God, it's just so much that, like I said, we could deal with on today when you see so much going on around about us, and you want to help somebody, you know. If you can help somebody as you go along this way, then you won't feel that your living has been in vain. You know, let's seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Run for your life, because it will soon be over. Soon be over. Time is winding up. We're living in perilous time. Unholy nation, unholy people, unrighteousness everywhere. No peace but the Prince of Peace. Ain't going to be no peace until he returns. The Prince of Peace. He's going to return. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Coming soon. Get your house in order. You get saved. Change your mind. Change your heart. And you can run and help somebody else get saved. That's what it's all about. Restoring us back to God. Getting a relationship back with God. That's what it's all about. So when this life is over, you're going to be a new heaven and a new earth. That's what the word says. There's going to be a new heaven, new earth. No more dying, no more crying, no more sickness. Some of us had loved ones just gone on, you know. But no more sickness, no more pain. A new Jerusalem. Oh, yes. We just thank God on today for the word of God. It is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our path. Those that will walk therein, why won't you let them in? Seek him. Why you may be found. Lord, we thank you for your word on today. It's a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Search our hearts, oh God. Search our minds. Find anything that's pleasing in your sight on today. We ask that you forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us to live a life that's pleasing before your sight on today. We pray for those that are battling sickness in their body, those that are battling mental illness, those that are battling anything. Oh, God, we pray for them on today. The sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from God, we pray for them. We pray, oh God, for the mother that's just lost her son. We pray that you would touch her mind, God. You are a mind regulator, and you the only one can give her peace in the midst of the storm. Pray for her husband, her family, oh God, and those others that have went through those same things, oh God. We pray for them today. Plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you in the earth today. You say, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. We thank you for that on today. We pray that you will just have your way. I thank you for all my children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, brothers, sisters, nieces, and nephews, relatives on today, and even friends and enemies on today. We plead the blood of Jesus on today. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Minister to us all like only you can do. Save, set free, and deliver on today. In Jesus' name we pray. The devil defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Bless you. Ready, church. Be ready.
No, I don't know how to hang it. You hear it.